This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. French President Emmanuel Macron is set to hold talks in Moscow in a bid to help de-escalate tensions over Ukraine. Charles de Ledesma has this from Associated Press.
Interview with a French newspaper published on Sunday, Macron said in reference to his Russia visit, "We won't get unilateral gestures, but it's indispensable to prevent a degradation of the situation before building confidence gestures and mechanisms." The French president added, "The geopolitical objective of Russia today is clearly not Ukraine, but to clarify the rules of cohabitation with NATO and the EU." Continuing the high-level diplomacy, German President Olaf Scholz is set to meet with President Joe Biden for talks expected to focus on the Ukrainian standoff. Scholz is set to travel to Ukraine and Moscow on February 14 and 15. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people marched in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv on Saturday to protest against any possible Russian invasion and to demonstrate unity with the rest of Ukraine. Kharkiv is just 40 kilometers, 25 miles, from some of the tens of thousands of Russian troops massed at the border of Ukraine. If Russia invades, some of Kharkiv's 1 million plus people say they stand ready to abandon their civilian lives and wage a guerrilla campaign against one of the world's greatest military powers. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday that Russia could invade Ukraine any day, launching a conflict that would become at an enormous human cost. The senior advisor to President Joe Biden offered this stark warning the day after the U.S. officials confirmed that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it would likely intend to use and have in place by mid-month. This is VOA News. China on Monday defended its selection of a Uyghur athlete to light the Olympic flame at the Beijing Winter Games as the international community speculates about the message of this decision. The athlete, Dinizhir Yilemuzhang, was selected as a final Olympic torchbearer at the ceremony that opened the Winter Games in Beijing on Friday night, which came as a huge surprise. Refuting the genocide allegations on Uyghur minorities in the country's far western Xinjiang region, China's foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said that Yilemuzhang, as an athlete of the Winter Games, had the right to join all events according to the Olympic Charter. He said, "We are glad to see athletes of various ethnic groups. This reflects that China's policy of vigorously developing winter sports and improving people's health is benefiting people of all ethnic groups and that people of different ethnic groups in China are one family." Among the multiple human rights issues overshadowing the games, Xinjiang is by far the largest. Israel and Palestine public figures have drawn up a new proposal for a two-state confederation that they hope will offer a way forward after a decade-long stalemate in Mideast peace efforts. The plan includes several controversial proposals, and it's unclear if it has any support among leaders on either side, but it could help shape the debate over the conflict. The plan calls for an independent state of Palestine and most of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem territories Israel seized in the 1967 Mideast War. Israel and Palestine would then have separate governments, but coordinate at a very high level on security, infrastructure, and other issues that affect both populations. Britain's health secretary says he wants the people who have delayed their non-COVID medical appointments to come back to the National Health Service. Sajid Javid told Sky News, quote, "I want them all to come back because I want them to know the National Health Service is there and it's open for them." Javid said the NHS estimates between 8 to 9 million people stayed away from NHS because they were asked to, as healthcare workers dealt with the COVID patients. Now, however, the health secretary said the NHS is ready to deal with the backlog. The mayor of Canada's capital declared a state of emergency Sunday, and a former U.S. ambassador to Canada said groups in the U.S. must stop interfering in the domestic affairs of America's neighbor as protesters opposed to COVID-19 restrictions continued to paralyze Ottawa's downtown. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.